With the recent incidents of violence in the city of Carbondale since Easter Sunday on the minds of many, close to 200 concerned citizens gathered at the Carbondale Civic Center to speak their minds and come up with solutions. Room 108 of the Civic Center was a diverse mix of city leaders, university leaders, police, longtime Carbondale residents, new SIU students, and one of the first residents to speak addressed the presence of certain houses being known for large parties and what should be done.
You know, because we love our college students, we want them to be here, and college students do have parties. So since we know that over 20 or 30 years this is a neighborhood where parties have occurred, it seems to me there should be some consideration of regular, sustained foot patrols.
In addition, Randy Osborne of the Boys and Girls Club of Carbondale said something as simple as engaging with young people could help the atmosphere.
So I challenge all of us every day. Speak to a child you don't know. Say hello. Don't ever drive by a lemonade stand. Stop and see it. Stop and encourage them.
And Kitty McMillan, the mother of Tim Beatty, who was shot and killed on Easter morning in Carbondale, drove 2.5 hours from her home in southeast Missouri, and she believes the police can't fix it alone.
He left behind a wife and a 5-year-old little boy, and I feel that it was important for me to make the drive over here.
2 hours away.
2 hours away, about 2 hours and 15 minutes. I live in the boot heel of Missouri, so it's a ways. But I felt that today is a beginning process for the city of Carbondale. I feel like at least they're looking at and saying, you know what? We have an issue here. Let's work together as a community to start coming up with solutions instead of simply relying upon just the police department.
Over 30 specific recommendations were written down. That list will be thinned down to the top 5, and those will be forwarded to city, university officials, and the community. For WSIU News, I'm Kevin Boucher.